Welcome back, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, out here at Kelly's Bleachers on Blue Mound. Shoutouts to and from the game tonight. Brewers and Giants out here to 5:30. Then it's the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, with a big old hunk of love. Tommy Wirtz out here from 5:37. We got T-shirts. We got fan bags. We got bucket hats. We got stress balls. We got pop sockets for your phone. All kinds of stuff to give away out here, courtesy of the Fan. All brought to you by Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea, made with real iced tea and real vodka. Refreshingly smooth and easy to drink. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. See him on YouTube. He is the one, the only, Tim Dillard. I got to say, man, let me first say that I really appreciate you putting the suit coat on for this, knowing that, you know, you're going to be on YouTube, put the suit coat on in the break, the whole deal. Got all dressed up for us, got the orange sunglasses on. I mean, you're looking good, man.
Yeah, this is a pretty normal day. They tell you what to wear, so it was sport coat day, and so here we are.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with that blue suit coat. We still got to get him a suit coat deal. There's got to be somebody out there, Men's Warehouse or otherwise. Let's get all these dudes on FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin a suit coat deal and give them a variety to pick from going forward. We were talking about this before you came on, and that is, you know, this Brewers team, I think you can make a very logical explanation of them being the best organization in baseball for the last, I don't know, 10 to 15 years probably. And it's Doug Melvin. He hires David Stearns. David Stearns brings Matt Arnold with him from Tampa Bay. And then Matt Arnold is now that guy. And I was just saying, like, Dave Dombrowski is with the Phillies. Everywhere Dave Dombrowski has been, he's won. But he's always had large payrolls. They bought one in Miami with the Marlins down in Florida. He got another one with a large payroll in Detroit. He's got a large payroll in Philadelphia. I don't know. I don't think Dombrowski could do what these guys are doing with this payroll in Milwaukee. Stearns now is under the pressure of operating with a big payroll in New York. Not sure how that's going to turn out, but a lot of pressure. If somebody were to try and hire Matt Arnold the way Tim Dillard, would your number one option be stay in-house, promote from within, keep the same thing going, right? Pull it the same way? Or would you be open to going outside of the organization?
Yeah, well, as soon as you leave, you got to relearn everything. And there's no guarantees out there. And you know what? Matt Arnold's doing a fantastic job. He's surrounded by fantastic people. Listen, some of these people in the organization have been here for decades, just yep. like me. But they're obviously good at their job. So
just like you.
Sometimes. But that's just it. You know, you talk about a consistent winning formula. That's what the Brewers have put together. And it took a long time to do that, you know, top to bottom. And to maintain that is tough to do at times, especially if there's quick turnover. So, like, if you're a part of an organization like this and then you leave and go somewhere, I think the first thing you find out immediately is it's not like this everywhere. I played for a long time, and every six-year free agent that would come over to the Brewers organization was like, wow, you guys are doing something right here. And then you can just see that, right? Year after year, the guys they pick up, they love it here. And there's a big reason. Listen, if they had the money, they probably would have kept Willie Adames. But I guarantee, if you ask Willie Adames, and I'm sure you'll hear interviews from him, he talked about yep. how much he loved it in Milwaukee. So, yeah, this place is special, and people like being here.
What makes it special? What makes it different, the culture that the Brewers provide versus other teams around Major League Baseball?
Well, I would say the big thing is these guys are not trying to promote themselves. They're the coaching staff, the front office, they're trying to promote their players. They're trying to get them in a position to be successful. And some organizations and some coaches even, it's about, I want to win no matter what so that I can get promoted, right? Like, I want to build my stock. And the way, you know, that's probably not the right way to do it. You want a coaching staff that is all about the players and making them as good as possible, not putting their stamp on guys, which is a very common thing in baseball. So top to bottom, you have a group of humans that are trying to put these other humans on display and do what's best for them, right? It's almost like a parenting aspect of, you know, whether it's off the field or on the field, we want to do this thing right. And the Brewers are proving that if you play the game the right way, you can be successful. That's why they're 80-game winners, is because, you know what? There's something to this, and it's going to send a ripple effect, I think, across baseball on the way you play baseball.
He is Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. He's at American Family Field as we get ready for Brewers and Giants tonight, starting a three-game set. And if you're on YouTube, the Fan Milwaukee on YouTube, you can see the beautiful stadium right behind Tim Dillard right now. When we talk about that Cubs series that the Brewers just got done with, you win one, you lose three, then you win the last one on the way out. I thought that was a big one, not only because it's 5-7, but also just to make yourself feel a little bit better coming home, coming off of that series, stopping the little three-game skid and getting yourself back up and pulling yourself back up. I said yesterday, look, there very well may be a downstretch between now and the end of the year, and that's okay if there is a downstretch between now and the end of the year. The key here is you have to be playing relatively well, I think, going into the postseason. That's the biggest thing. You just don't want to go into the postseason on a slide that last week and be struggling.
Well, I mean, I think it's not even that. I don't think any players are looking that far ahead. Christian Yelich had a great quote the other day. They were asking him about the next series. He goes, I'm not even sure who we're playing. And they probably think he's kidding around, but he is totally serious. These guys don't care who's coming up next. They don't care what's going to happen in a week or September or late September. All they know is that they have proven that if you play good fundamental baseball, you can win. It's not like they're searching for the secret formula. There's teams out there that have had success, and then they've had long stretches where they're not winning, and they're trying to figure out why in the world that is. This team knows. This is, if we play like this, we're going to win more games than we lose. They're not trying to find the formula. They have it. They know it. And now it's just about executing it as much as they can, the highest percentage they can. So, you know what? They didn't play perfect baseball on the three games that they lost, but they played good baseball. Cubs played a little bit better. You know, they strolled into Chicago 8 games up. Now they're only 7 games up. To me, that's pretty successful in what this team's had to go through. So, again, I don't think they're worried about, you know, hey, we got to get hot to get the playoffs. I think they know the correct way to win, and it's about doing that as many times as possible.
I don't know, you know, the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it because I filled in earlier today on the Mason Crosby show with Mason. I asked him the same thing. So Isaac Collins leaves the Brewers for a couple of days to have the birth of his kid, obviously. Comes back, struggles, doesn't have a hit the whole series, gets the huge hit last night or yesterday afternoon to give him that cushion of 3 runs, and was a big moment for him, big moment for the Brewers. And I asked Mason, I was like, hey, man, you ever been in that situation during the season where you got to miss a game for the birth of a kid and so forth? He had 2 of them, but they were both right around preseason games. And both of them, he made it to the preseason game and still kicked. And those were preseason games. That wasn't even a regular season game. He still chose to go do that. But he saw the birth of both of those kids. For you, were you ever put into that situation?
No, actually, all 3 of my kids were born in the offseason.
On purpose?
To me, can any of that stuff really be on purpose?
Well,
Hey,
I'm telling you, like, Mike Holmgren back in the day for the Packers, it's legendary stories of him telling his players, you better time it out right, you better not be having kids in the regular season and costing us you on the field during a regular season game.
Well, what little planning I guess you can try and do. My wife and I did want to have kids in the off season just so we can get, like, a little bit of runway before the hectic season starts where you're traveling all over the country. But my dad was a player and my dad was a coach when me and my brothers were born. So we all have summer birthdays. It's kind of a part of how it works. But I will say this, as a player, when you are used to playing every single day, you're used to showing up to the field, you have that rhythm, you have that kind of schedule, and then suddenly, for whatever reason, you miss 3 days, man, I'm telling you, it feels like an eternity. And I think you could tell in some of the at-bats from Collins that he just wasn't as confident. He just didn't, you know, you could tell something was off. And he was having at-bats that I don't think we've seen in several months. But you could tell it was coming. He got that walk 1 game, and then you could see, all right, he's seeing the ball a little bit better. And then, boom, it comes to fruition at the right time, getting that big 2-run single. So, yeah, it's a part of the game. I had to leave, I think, 2015? I think I should know this, but 2015, I pitched in a game, through 5 innings, and then Rick Sweet, my AAA coach, shook my hand and said, okay, go drive home. I was in Colorado Springs, drove home 16 hours, and then had the birth of my third kid, my second son. The next day. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes you cut that stuff close, but, hey, it's a part of life, man.
How did you stay awake? Was it a day game or a night game?
I had a couple of Red Bulls. It was a night game. Had all my stuff packed. went out in the mound through five innings, and because it was only like two or three games left in the season, they were like, you're not going to pitch anymore this year. So they were like, beat it. It's not like you're getting called up, brother.
Wow.
Beat it.
That's crazy. That's a crazy story. I'm glad I asked the question. Tim Dillard, follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Normally, he joins us every Thursday at 3:20, but obviously there was an afternoon game yesterday, so he joins us today. Willy Adames, you mentioned before, you know, talked to the reporters a little bit earlier. We'll have that on the leadoff show coming up between 5:30 and 7 out here at Kelly's Bleachers on Blue Mound. I will say this. I am really surprised by how well this team has played and kind of moved on from the loss of Willy Adames. And I really wasn't even about the bat. It was more about him kind of feeling like the heart and soul of that team last year, and then trying to figure out that chemistry with him in that clubhouse was my concern, I guess.
Well, the culture around him is real. I mean, he's an authentic player. We were out in San Francisco early in the year. I was walking by, like, you know, heading to the truck or doing something. I'm in the tunnel underneath the stadium, and I see him walking by to go to a press conference. He stopped what he was doing, came over, gave me a hug, asked me about myself, you know, how's the family, how's the season going so far? And I'm like, dude, you got to give a post-game press conference for the San Francisco Giants. Why are you talking to me? The guy is real. Everybody that's come in contact with him knows what kind of person he is and what he brings. The only comp I think I can give to it is from 2011 to 2012, the missing Prince Fielder. Once Prince Fielder left, 2012 did not feel the same. You know, it was a good team, but you were missing that spark. You were missing that culture that followed Prince everywhere he went. And so I think that was probably what you're alluding to, that kind of concern of what's it going to be like in the clubhouse now. But I think it was part of picking up that torch from a lot of guys, just knowing that this is a winning culture. This is what it looks like. Let's preserve that regardless of who's here. And as far as performance-wise, there was a big offensive performance that they were going to have to fill, and they're getting it in a lot of different ways from guys that we did not see coming. And as far as defense, I think we can all agree Joey Ortiz has filled the shortstop position magnificently. Curious to see what the diagnosis is going to be for him, a hamstring or whatever. Probably not in the lineup today, but I mean, that guy has been just a rock solid player for the Brewers this season.
See, that's the one thing, and I was thinking about this. I see people talking about Monasterio being the shortstop, but isn't the move just moving Terang to shortstop and letting Durbin go play second base and then doing whatever you want to do at third base kind of going forward? I mean, Terang defensively is the next best defensive option behind Joey Ortiz on this team. Durbin's arm, yes, he plays third, but probably not the strongest third base arm you're going to find in Major League Baseball. So to have him at second makes sense. The problem is you're trying to redo chemistry because it's going to take a while for those two to get on the same page playing together in the middle of that infield, I would think.
Maybe, but these guys take ground balls every single day. Monasterio takes ground balls at every position just because he's the ultimate utility man right now. However they shake it out, you better believe they're going to get the input of somebody like Terang and just kind of get an idea of what the best defense is going to look like. And I'm going to be honest with you, Durbin has done a fantastic job at third. If you go by defensive run saved, if you go by whatever metric, I think he's in like the top five of third basemen. Definitely in the top couple when it comes to National League. I think he's only beat out by a couple of players, and one of them's Key Brian Hayes, which is probably the best third baseman in the game defensively. So, I think he is solid at third. I don't care about the arm because the guy knows what he's doing. He's not faltered that much, and he's gotten better every single month. So if you suddenly move him to second, is he as strong? Who knows? If Monasterio's at third, is he as strong? Who knows? Terang at short, I think that guy can play anywhere. You could put Terang behind the dish. I think he would be fine if all of a sudden he had to be the catcher on the team. I feel like that kid can do anything.
Yeah, I agree with you. He is Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter, Dim Tillard. We'll talk to him again, I think, next Thursday. I didn't look at the schedule. If not, we'll do it a different day next week if it doesn't work out with the Brewers' day game. Because like Yelich, I don't know their schedule next week either. I know they play the D-backs, but I don't know what the times are for every game next week. Tim, thank you so much for coming on. I enjoy it. I enjoy looking at the blue suit coat, the orange glasses. It's a Tim Dillard look. Thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend. There it is, American Family Field, people, on YouTube. Check it out.